Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Front Lines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Hoo-wah! The Front Lines of Freedom team really appreciate you joining us for the second hour of the show on this fine day in America. We are and should be proud Americans. Here's what we have for you this hour. First, Steve Wilson will present HelpVet.net. Then Quentin Roberts will review last weekend's Service Academy football games. And Teresa Robinson will introduce another female veteran. So it's a pleasure to welcome back to the show my good friend Steve Wilson. Steve created a program called HelpVet.net. Its purpose is clear. This guy likes helping vets. Welcome, Steve.
Hey, Denny. Thank you so much for having me back on air to talk about the solutions that HelpVet provides to all veterans, active military, and of course, all the family members that come along on every step of the journey.
Yes.
We are so blessed to live in a free country, Denny. And it's all based on the sacrifices that every one of you who puts on that uniform makes and has made for the freedoms we as Americans hold near and dear to our hearts, and of which a lot of Americans take for granted. So thanks for having me back, Denny.
Hey, brother, you are the kind of guy that I'm proud to know. You're a proud American, and you appreciate what we've in the military and veteran community have done. Wow, what a team we make. Talk about HelpVet.net. Talk about what you do, how you do it, and how people can plug in.
Sure. Well, Denny, HelpVet was formed back on January of 2018 to be the nation's number one independent help and resource center for all veterans, active military, and families. Everyone living in America, Denny, is a beneficiary of those that have and do serve in the military, who have carried the burden and paid the price of keeping America safe. Considering their sacrifice, the family's sacrifice, like yours, Denny, HelpVet was formed to connect to those individuals and ask, how can we help? So we were founded on the philosophy of helping local communities by working hand in hand with local veterans, active military, and families, and a network of local businesses, as well as local and national charities, to help address the toughest issues veterans and families are facing every day. And, you know, Denny, it includes, but it's certainly not limited to, veteran suicide, PTSD, traumatic brain trauma, drug addiction, and the financial responsibilities you and your families bear.
Well, you certainly are hitting all the nails on the head. Maybe that's why HelpVet.net is such a great asset to America.
Well, HelpVet can set up veterans and family members with local veteran benefit counselors through the VA to determine eligibility of benefits like aid and attendance, TRICARE, TRICARE for Life, really anything. All veterans, active military, and families through HelpVet have free access to vital information and invaluable resources that affect the daily lives, both economically and socially. Denny, we provide free information on benefits available through the VA, federal and state and local grants, loans, jobs, apprentice programs. There's just way too much to list. But these resources are kept current, being updated 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we offer free of charge a hands-on service that connects local veterans, active military, and all family members to a national network of local professionals and professional services, which include, but is certainly not limited to, attorneys and CPAs, realtors, financial planners, insurance brokers, healthcare specialists, in-home services, Denny, really anything that we as consumers need to live a more balanced and successful life.
And those are the kinds of things that particularly guys and gals who have just gotten out of the service need some help on. But it's also, once you get into life, things can happen to you that you weren't anticipating and you don't know where to go. So HelpVet.net fits just about every one of those crises possibilities, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting. There are approximately 18 million veterans in the country. And on top of that, you've got active military, the Guard, the reserves, and families. So it totals close to 130 million Americans, more than a third of the population. And most people think that if you serve, you're entitled to benefits. But Denny, we both know that that's not true. Approximately 50% actually provided benefits through the VA. And most of the people that get benefits are very limited to what the VA provides. So HealthVet was formed to bridge that gap and never leave any one of you or your families behind. So for example, one of the biggest needs today, Denny, is the 65 and older market. In 2024, an average of 14,000 people a day turned 65 in our country, with over 50% or approximately 9 million veterans that are 65 and older, not including spouses or family members. So HealthVet is extremely careful when we create relationships with any local business owners that we would recommend for any veteran or family member to services, like I said, estate or elder attorneys, financial, retirement advisors, assisted living and senior placement services, aging in place, Medicare, healthcare advocates, and on and on and on.
One of the things you said that really, really rings my bell, Steve, is it's not just for the veterans, it's for their families, because the families serve too.
Absolutely.
That's something I truly appreciate.
Yeah. Well, most of the families don't understand what is offered in service, and most of the veterans don't either. It's an interesting thing, Denny. I would say approximately 95% of the veteran community never seeks out their benefits. They feel as if other people deserve it more if they've done okay financially, if they've done okay health-wise. They feel as if other people more deserve it more until there's an emergency. So we make sure through an intense vetting process that these are organizations we could say, Mom, I vetted them out. I did my research. I read the accolades of clients, and I've spoken to the owners, so I'll introduce you personally so they can help you to the best of their abilities and to benefit you.
You know, if you were setting something up for yourself or your own family, that's what you want, isn't it?
Amen to that. You know, people find us not only through the talk show, Denny, but HealthVet has physical business cards that are delivered and then handed out through the vet centers at VA hospitals, the outpatient clinics, the VFW posts, the American Legion halls, the Disabled American Veteran locations, and more. We have local events such as job fairs for veterans and resource events at local vet centers. There are many, many ways that we are recognized. And of course, word of mouth always helps out a lot.
You know, that's critical. Okay, wrap it up for us, Steve. What does it look like?
Well, our commitment at HealthVet is to maintain a strong nationwide network of resources and businesses for all of those and all who continue to strengthen the backbone of our great country. Denny, anybody that puts on that uniform, whether it's a day or they get buried at 100 years old in it, deserves more than what this country provides to them. So thank you for the opportunity again to discuss HealthVet and the opportunities that the veteran community and families do have by contacting us. May God bless America and the brave men and women of our armed forces who have sacrificed their lives, their limbs, and their families for the freedoms that we so easily take for granted. For all those listening out there, if you'd like to get in touch with HealthVet for any type of services, then please contact us through support, our email address of support, S-U-P-P-O-R-T, support@healthvet.net. That again is support@healthvet.net. Please also visit the healthvet.net website for a tremendous amount of opportunities that are online that are free to the veteran and military community that most people don't understand and don't know that are out there. And again, Denny, thank you so much for another opportunity to present to those that have sacrificed for the freedoms that this country enjoys and the opportunities that we get as a free country because of people like you and your family. Thank you, Denny.
Thank you, Steve, for sharing with us today. And thank you for the way you serve our nation's veterans and their families. I'm so blessed by that. God bless you, brother.
Amen to that. I look forward to the next time you speak. You take care, be healthy and strong. And to all of those service members that have ever put on that uniform, thanks again for your service. And remember, there are opportunities for you to get help. All you have to do is seek it, and we're here to help you every day of the week. Thank you.
Amen. Next, we'll review last weekend's Service Academy football games. This is Colonel Denny Gilliam on Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, it's time for some knee bends. Go halfway down each time. Do at least 50. Do this while thinking patriotic thoughts. I'll be right back. It's time to switch to Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you access to all three major networks. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you support the First and Second Amendment, the sanctity of life, our military veterans, and first responder heroes. Just go to patriotmobile.com/frontlines. Get a free month when you use the offer code FRONTLINES.
The Iraq War is more than 20 years old, and troops are still on the ground in Iraq. But why?
For too long, lawmakers have sent American troops to Iraq and beyond in support of vague missions that don't tie to a vital national interest.
At Concerned Veterans for America, we're translating our unique experiences as veterans to call for a better foreign policy that makes Americans safer and more prosperous.
Visit cvafrontlines.com to learn more and join the movement. That's cvafrontlines.com.
Suppose you are forced to defend yourself or your family. This can happen to anybody, so it's important to be prepared. You will likely face legal bills. Even if you're in the right in a self-defense situation, there will almost always be an investigation and you may find yourself in the legal system. U.S. Law Shield is here to help you through these events. Experienced U.S. Law Shield attorneys are ready to defend you 24/7, 365. To sign up, go to uslawshield.com and use promo code FRONTLINES. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thanks for joining us today on Frontlines of Freedom. And it's Service Academy football time. So, of course, I'm joined by our football co-host, my brother, Air Force vet, Quentin Roberts. Welcome, bro. We're doing it again.
My brother, it's good to be here, Denny. And always a pleasure to speak to our listeners today about Service Academy football.
Particularly when all three won, Army, Navy, and Air Force came away with a big smile. And we didn't have any fights.
No flag planting in these games. There sure wasn't. Great, great day for Service Academy football as those three teams did go on to victories. And, you know, we'll start off with Army. And I tell you what, they earned a big win over University of Texas San Antonio, 29-24. The Black Knights, now ranked number 24 in the college football playoff rankings, moved to 10-1 on the season, 8-0, perfect in their first season in the American Athletic Conference, finishing the regular season on Saturday afternoon at Mikey Stadium with that 29-24 victory over the Roadrunners, who fell to 6-6 on the season, 4-4 in the conference. I'll tell you what, Army is really sealing up its goals for the season. Of course, they always want to beat Navy. They want to win the Commander Chiefs Trophy. Now they can win the conference championship and, of course, win a bowl game. So those two things are in front of them as they will play Tulane at Mikey Stadium for the AAC championship game. When we look at the UTSA game, they were trailing by one entering into the fourth quarter, but Army quarterback Bryson Daly, as he has all season, put the team on his back and ran for two fourth quarter touchdowns to complete the victory. Overall, Daly rushed for 147 yards and two touchdowns on 27 carries. What a workhorse he has been, with a 5.4 yard per carry average. And he set the Army record for the most 100-yard games in a season with 9, all of which have come in consecutive games. And we're not going to leave out the defense here, as they made plays when they needed most, recording 2 second-half interceptions, one by safety Colin Madison and the other by safety Casey Larkin, to hold the Roadrunners at bay. It was a close game, but the Black Knights just really played well as a team, offensively, defensively, special teams, to move to that perfect record in the conference, with their only loss on the season being that heartbreaker to Notre Dame.
Navy did pretty good too, didn't they? 34-20 over ECU.
They certainly did, Denny. They went on the road to Greenville, North Carolina, for the ECU Pirates, where they did defeat them 34-20. For the majority of the season, we've been talking about junior quarterback Blake Horvath, but this game was the game for sophomore quarterback Braxton Woodson to really make his emergence. He rushed for 125 yards and two touchdowns while throwing for 165 yards and a touchdown, leading Navy to a 34-20 victory over ECU in front of 35,663 fans in Greenville. The 458 yards of total offense by the Mids was the third most this season. Defensively, the Navy defense was stellar. They kept the Pirate offense out of the end zone until 5:35 left in the contest. And again, you know, when we look at the game, though, it was sophomore Braxton Woodson. He was the story. He was 12 out of 19 for 165 yards, one touchdown, zero interceptions. Just a tremendous performance and a sign of things to come for Navy. Junior Blake Horvath was injured, but this sets up an interesting decision for Coach Newberry as he moves into the future. Is it going to be Woodson or Horvath? But let me tell you, Denny, that's a good problem to have because that's what you call depth. So by returning to the win column, of course, Navy snapped their three-game losing streak, and they ended ECU's four-game winning streak. Of course, this was important as they now are able to prepare and set their sights on Army-Navy.
Yes, sir. But the Navy sure did well, and that looks good for the future.
Sure does. Sure does. Now, let's move to the other coast. Let's go out west to beautiful San Diego, California, as the Air Force Falcons visited the San Diego State Aztecs. Air Force is riding a three-game winning streak of their own, and they moved it to four as they were able to close their season at 5-7 and 3-4 in the Mountain West with a 31-20 victory over the San Diego State Aztecs. It was the third quarter where Air Force really took over, scoring 14 points against the Aztecs. And, you know, it was really led by their quarterback, of course, Quentin Hayes. Hayes, he's a sophomore, and he really found his footing in leading the Air Force offense. He didn't do it by himself, though. He also had help from Dylan Carson, Cade Frew, and Cade Harris. Cade Harris had a season-long 76-yard touchdown pass for the first score of the day. Dylan Carson added a touchdown with 1 minute left to play in the third, and Air Force really finished with 404 yards of total offense, 276 rushing. Carson had 125 yards and two touchdowns on 24 carries. Cade Frew added 77 yards on seven carries. So, you know, again, Air Force really found what worked for them. It took them a while, but they were able to settle in. Really a tremendous effort by the coaching staff. They fell short of their goals this year. You know, they have a losing season. They did not win the Commander-in-Chief's Trophy. They did not win the Mountain West Conference, and they will not go to a bowl game. So there's work to be done, but there's optimism in Colorado Springs, as the Falcons do in the season on a four-game winning streak.
Well, not only that, they've got some non-senior players that are carrying the ball, aren't they?
They really do, Denny. Again, the first thing you have to do is find a quarterback, and they were able to do that this season with Quentin Hayes. Again, he's a sophomore, can expect him back. You know, we should mention, too, that everybody has to replenish. There's no transfer portal for our service academy teams. And so they have to really go the old-fashioned way by recruiting and growing and developing players. And the recruiting season is coming to a head right now as seniors are signing their letters of intent or getting their grant and aid packages, deciding where they're going to go. And that's very important for our academy teams. I'm sure they've been hitting the pavement hard to get the new recruits to replenish the talent that they are going to be leaving, and that the talent the Air Force, the Navy, the Marine Corps, Space Force, and Army are going to be receiving in active duty as second lieutenants, because that's where they're headed.
Indeed. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're talking Service Academy football. And now this weekend, Army hosts Tulane in a championship game.
That's right, Denny. It's going to be a tough game as they do host Tulane. Tulane is favored. They've only lost one game, 34-20 to Memphis last week, or 34-24. And so it's going to be a tough one. It will be in Mikey Field. I'm sure those cannons will be firing and rooting Army on to another victory in their first AAC championship.
Amen, brother. Thank you, Quinn. We'll be back at it again next week, brother. Coming up next on Frontlines of Freedom, we'll meet another female veteran, then we'll open our weekly mailbag. Troops, I hope you're giving serious thought to buying gold and silver to keep your future more secure. Check out Universal Coin. That's where I go. Check universalcoin.com/Denny. That's universalcoin.com/Denny. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, it's time for one-arm push-ups. Just do a dozen with each arm twice, then take a break, but stay in the area. I'll be right back. Friends, there's not too many things I enjoy more than helping veterans and eating great beef jerky. Now I can do both. My good friends at Tango3.org and America's Best Beef Jerky use the highest quality beef to make the best jerky I've ever tasted. Trust me, I've eaten a lot. But that's not all. They give 100% of the profit to veterans programs, mental health and suicide prevention. Go to americasbestbeefjerky.com and order now. And at checkout, check the Frontlines of Freedom promo code.
Fresh, flash, frozen from the American farmer every time. PatriotFoods.com, hit the shop now button. You're supporting a veteran family in need every time you shop. Look at us online, see how we give back. For the servicemen and women of this great country, we are fighting for the American farmer. PatriotFoods.com, promo code FREEDOM, 10% off today, folks. Shop now.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. I buy Patriot Foods. It's great. PatriotFoods.com, promo code FREEDOM. Welcome back to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Troops, I really do welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com or comment on Facebook. And now it's time to meet another female veteran. So joining us, of course, is Navy vet Teresa Robinson. Welcome, Teresa, and introduce our guest, please.
Thank you, Denny. It's my honor to be here today with you, helping to give a voice to female veterans. Most often, we are invisible veterans, and Frontlines of Freedom helps to make us visible. And we really appreciate it. I am really proud to welcome my friend, Christine Davis, with us today to share some of her story while she was serving this great nation and its people. Welcome, Christine.
Hi.
Can you tell us a little bit about your time in the military? What branch, the rank that you were, the job you had?
I first started out in the Army Reserves. Fresh out of graduating in high school in June, went in December of 1974. And I started out as a private through basic and my AIT schooling. And I was stationed at Fort Jackson, South Carolina.
And what branch were you in?
I was in the Army Reserves.
So does that mean you were moving all over, or were you able to serve from home?
Yes, I was able to serve from home. The Army Reserves is a weekend warrior doing duty one weekend out of every month, and then 2 weeks in the summer for summer camp. So by doing that, I was able to maintain a full-time job, live at home with my mother, and still serve my country.
Oh, that's awesome. Sometimes I think people don't know that that's a possibility. You can still serve your country and serve from home, be ready if they need you, but still have a full-time job. What was the job that you had?
Well, my main goal was to learn how to drive a big truck, a semi. And over all the many years, that's what I did. But I first started out in a supply room and then advanced to learning how to drive large vehicles, a Jeep and a deuce and a half and a 915, which was a big 18-wheeler semi.
Wow. Wow. And you were in the Army Reserves for longer than 4 years, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct. My 4 years came up and I enjoyed it so much, I decided to continue on, re-enlisted. And that 6 years was up and I kept going. So I had 10 years. And then after 16 years of being in, I got activated for the Desert Storm Gulf War in 1990.
And where did you go then?
My company with the 180th Transportation Company originated in Grand Rapids. And then we moved our company over to Muskegon. Our company was shipped to Fort McCoy, Wisconsin for extra training before we shipped out prior to Gulf War, and we went over to Saudi Arabia.
Well, and being in the military for all those years, did you feel joining the military was a good choice for you?
Yes, I wanted to follow somewhat in my father's footsteps of being a Korean veteran, and he passed at a very young age. And by doing so, I continued on, and I really enjoyed what I was doing. And I had a chance to not only travel throughout the United States with the reserve program and driving semis, but also it gave me college credits earned to go on to college, the GI Bill.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome. Did you feel that you were treated like an equal by your male counterparts when you were in the military?
Not when I first enlisted in 1974. Back then, I was the first female of that company, the 180th, and I was the only female for quite some time. And when we went off to summer camp or weekend drills, they had to make special accommodations for where I was going to sleep in a separate room, because it just wasn't heard of back then.
When you got over to the Gulf War, though, there were more females serving in your company.
Correct. When we went over to Saudi Arabia, the compound camp that we were in, we had six women into one very small room, as the men did as well. They had their own rooms. We had our own rooms.
Hmm. Did you ever notice or receive any harassment while you were in the military?
In the younger days, yes. And it took me down for a long time, but then I seeked out with some therapy and some help. And then the laws changed and it got much better.
Do you think that there's room for women in the military? Since you're a female that served not only stateside, but you went to war. Do you think that there's room for women in the military?
I absolutely agree that there is room for women in the military. One being that women just know how to do a lot of things that men cannot do, not to put them down, but but I think if they can carry their own weight and show that they can do just as much as the men can do, then I don't think they should be discriminated.
I agree with you on that. And I know Denny does too. If you could go back to the beginning of your military journey, what advice would you give to you, your younger self, as you joined the military?
I think what I would tell myself is not to let people walk all over myself. For a long time, I was literally crushed and bullied. And I didn't know how to stand up for myself. And finally, it took me going to war to turn that around. So 16 years later, I finally stood up and finally said, enough is enough. And now for that, I am a much better person in my life. And my faith in God has turned around. So yeah.
The military did help you grow.
Yes, absolutely.
How did the military prepare you for what you're doing with your life right now, or what you did, because your situation is so unique, being that you kept your work life kept going, your military life was going, then you're deployed. How did that, all the things you learned in the military, prepare you for what you did in your life and what you're doing now?
It just prepared me to know that I can be a better person and I can be more outspoken, and for that, I have millions of friends, and I just get along well with everybody. I believe I do.
Did the military create an opportunity for you to meet people from different backgrounds, men and women, and create friendships?
Absolutely. All kinds of friendships. I had, even in basic training, I met females that were lesbians that I never knew much about, but They're some of my best friends to this day. And I have a lot of males that are still friends to this day.
And how long did you serve altogether?
I served for 21 and a half years and decided to retire out as a Staff Sergeant E6 after we came back from Gulf War. I stayed a little longer, received my 20-year letter.
Good
so
for you.
I got a little bit of retirement pension from that. So every little bit helps.
Christine, it has been wonderful talking with you today, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate your service to our country and how much I appreciate you sharing this with the world, because Denny's program, Frontlines of Freedom, goes everywhere. So thank you very much for being with us today. And Denny, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Ladies, it was excellent. Thank you, Teresa, for bringing us another great guest. Christy, you just did awesome. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Next up, it's time for our weekly mailbag, then it's military history time. You reported for duty to Frontlines of Freedom. Stand tall, troops. Let's do some more push-ups. How about 64 this time? I want your Ranger ready. Then stand at ease.
HelpVet.net was created to be the nation's number one resource center for all veterans, active military, and families. At HelpVet.net, you'll find up-to-date information on benefits available through the VA, resources on education, employment, health and wellness, and more. Find hundreds of nationally recognized organizations offering discounts on products and services, as well as local organizations from attorneys to yoga studios. You'll find them at HelpVet.net. Visit HelpVet.net for all your family's needs.
Silver has increased 24% over the past 15 months and is a solid financial investment. Silver is projected to continue its rise and is nowhere near its 2011 high of $49 an ounce. So there's still a lot of room for investment growth. Call 800-UCB-GOLD or go to their website at universalcoin.com/Denny. That's universalcoin.com/Denny.
Do you have a story inside you yearning to come out? As a self-published author, you are free to creatively distribute your book online or using your own professional connections. White Feather Press will publish your manuscript and set up online distribution, allowing the author to retain all copyright and distribution rights as well as all profits. Check out White Feather Press at publishyourdream.com. White Feather Press, reaffirming faith in God, family, and country.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. This is the final formation for this week on Frontlines of Freedom. Hey, I do some coin collecting. Universal Coin is the dealer of the year for the American Numismatic Association. It's a great place to go for coins, but it's a really great place to go to purchase silver and gold. I encourage you to join me. Go to universalcoin.com/Denny. Okay, team, it's mailbag time. I welcome comments from you, our listeners. Send your thoughts to me at frontlinesoffreedom.com or on Facebook. Hey, Skip, what's the first comment?
Well, Colonel, Melanie, a Navy mom, said she didn't vote for Trump. She doesn't want him hurt or dead. What's wrong with these people who are name-calling and attacking others who support him? This is America.
Melanie, you are a reasonable thinking American. The name-callers and violent people have some serious personal problems.
And Joshua, an Army vet, is glad to see movement towards peace in Ukraine.
Joshua, I think we'll see actual peace before long. Let's pray so. And now it's time for military history. What's first, Skip?
Well, Colonel, on 11 December 1777, during our Revolutionary War, General George Washington began marching 12,000 soldiers of his Continental Army from White Marsh to Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, for the winter. As they began crossing the Schuylkill River, they were surprised by a British regiment led by General Charles Cornwallis. Cornwallis found them by chance as he followed General Howe's orders to forage for supplies in the hills outside Philadelphia. Upon spotting the British troops, Washington ordered his soldiers to retreat across the Schuylkill River, where they destroyed the bridges to prevent the British from pursuing them. After engaging the British for a short time from the opposite side of the river, they retreated back to White Marsh. The Continental Army finally arrived safely at Valley Forge on December 19, where they would face a winter of starvation, disease, and death. While they suffered, the Prussian military advisor, Friedrich Wilhelm Augustus Steuben, also known as Baron von Steuben, drilled the miserable men in proper military discipline. Von Steuben joined the French-born Marquis de Lafayette and Baron Johann de Kalb, as well as Thaddeus Kosciuszko and Count Casimir Pulaski from Poland in the effort to turn the ragtag rebels into a well-trained regiment. Come spring, Washington would have a professional army with which to fight the British.
And he did. And on 12 December 1799, 2 days before his death, George Washington composed his last letter to Alexander Hamilton, his aide-de-camp during the Revolution and later his Secretary of the Treasury. In that letter, he urged Hamilton to work for the establishment of a national military academy.
Hmm. And on 12 December 1800, Washington, D.C. was established as the capital of U.S.
Hmm. It was. And on 10 December 1941, during World War II, 4,000 Japanese troops landed on the Philippine Islands. While the Japanese aircraft sunk British warships Prince of Wales and Repulse, Guam, an American-controlled territory, was also seized. British Prime Minister Winston Churchill exclaimed, "We have lost control of the sea." The attack on Pearl Harbor was only one step in a larger plan to dominate the Pacific, which entailed knocking out first American and then British naval opposition. Japanese bombing raids on Guam, Midway Island, and Wake Island followed the attack on Pearl Harbor. American airfields were destroyed, as were airfields in the Philippines, wiping out over half of the U.S. aircraft dedicated to the Far East. These bombing raids were followed up on December 10th by 2,000 Japanese troops that landed on the Philippines island of Luzon in the north, and another 2,000 that landed on the western coast. And in Guam, 700 Japanese Special Naval Landing Forces invaded and occupied the American-controlled military outpost of Guam after only a 25-minute military engagement, resulting in the capture of 500 American soldiers.
On 12 December 1950, during the Korean War, the 1st Marine Division closed into Hungnam, having cut its way through six Chinese divisions, killing approximately 20,000 of the enemy on the way to the sea from Chosan Changjing Reservoir. Legend has it that the division commander, Major General O.P. Smith, supposedly characterized the operation with, "Retreat? Hell. We're just attacking in a different direction."
I've heard that a lot as I was coming through the military. And that's military history for today. What would you do if you were forced to defend yourself or your family? These situations can happen to anybody, so it's important to be prepared. In addition to it being the worst day of your life, you can face a large amount of legal bills. Even if you're in the right in the self-defense situation, there will almost always be an investigation, and you can find yourself in the legal system. It's the way the law works. This is why U.S. Law Shield was formed. They're here to help people through events who never thought that would happen to them. With their Legal Defense for Self-Defense program, experienced attorneys are always available to defend you 24/7, 365. To begin your membership or learn more, go to uslawshield.com. Use the promo code FRONTLINES. And now it's time for our self-defense report. Take us there, Skip.
All of us here at Frontlines of Freedom believe strongly in your right to keep and bear arms for protection of yourself and your family. All across the country, violent crime is skyrocketing, and now, more than ever, Americans need to stand up and exercise their Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to get trained and ready to handle this growing threat. But if you're not, please look into it and learn what you can do to legally carry a firearm to protect the ones you love. What's the story this week, Colonel?
Well, after visiting a casino, a woman in Abington, Pennsylvania, returned to her home about 1 a.m. on September 24th. An unknown man who had followed her, knowing she had cash from the casino, forced his way into her home, pushing her down and pointing a gun at her. The woman's cries woke her adult son, who grabbed his firearm and ran to her aid. The son shot the suspect in the arm and torso, whereupon he attempted to flee, but collapsed on the lawn. Police sent the suspect to the hospital and then arrested him on charges of robbery, aggravated assault, burglary, and carrying a firearm without a license. One officer told reporters he believed the woman was targeted.
Thanks, Colonel. This is just one more reminder of the importance of situational awareness. All that means is that you're paying attention to what's going on around you. But you would be surprised how many people walk around out in public with absolutely no clue as to what's going on around them. Years back, I was teaching a self-defense class, and I was talking about the importance of paying attention to your environment, especially while out in public. I suggested all of them keep their head on a swivel, noticing who was in the area, asking questions like, am I being followed? Is anyone watching me? I also told them the importance of looking confident and shared that if they look like sheep, they'll be eaten by wolves. In the middle of the instruction, a man raised his hand and made this statement. I'm not going to do any of that. I asked him why not, and he said, because doing all those things would take the joy out of my life. I don't want to walk around feeling afraid that I'm going to be robbed or murdered. I want to enjoy my life. Here's how I responded to him. You don't understand. I don't walk around in fear. In fact, emotion has nothing to do with it. Paying attention to what's going on in my life is just something I've trained myself to do over time, and it's now a habit. I don't even think about it consciously anymore. In fact, it would be difficult for me to stop paying attention. Situational awareness is one of the bedrock principles of self-defense. Some crimes occur without warning, but most of the trouble that comes our way can be avoided simply by watching it develop before it happens to us. In fact, when I pay attention to my surroundings, it alleviates my fears and gives me confidence that I'm in a safe environment. I'm happy this mother was saved by her son, but the truth is, she could have avoided the problem altogether by noticing the man who was watching her at the casino and who then followed her home. After all, ignorance is bliss, but only until a stranger follows you home, knocks you down, and puts a gun against your head, and then it's not quite so blissful anymore. Folks, pay attention. It's the easiest thing in the world to do, and the one thing that can save your life many times over.
Well said, brother. Well said. Our movie of the month is Pip, the story of a small dog with a big dream. You can go to the Frontlines of Freedom website, go to the blog and get the link, and watch it for free. I'd appreciate getting your comments on the movie. Send your comments to me at frontlinesoffreedom.com. Next week on Frontlines of Freedom, Edris Lazzi from Concerned Veterans for America will discuss some of our nation's big issues. Then we'll talk with Corey Claggett, a soldier who has been imprisoned for following orders in combat. Then we'll review this weekend's Service Academy football games. Our book, Frontlines of Freedom, with 19 authors, has the mission of helping all patriotic Americans step up and help our nation return to our traditional values of serving, not being served, of being in shape physically, mentally, and morally, of being proud of our nation. And it's now available in Spanish. You can purchase that book on frontlinesoffreedom.com or Amazon. Please help us get this call to action book into the hands of all Americans. And do get active in protecting our nation. Plug into Concerned Veterans for America. Go to cvafrontlines.com. That's cvafrontlines.com.
Thank you, friends, for joining us for Frontlines of Freedom today and every week on this great station. Please check us out on Facebook and add your comments. And if you missed any part of this show, all our shows are available on demand at frontlinesoffreedom.com. We especially thank our military listeners for serving our country with honor and dignity and for keeping us all safe. God bless you and your families as you serve.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thank you, listeners all across America, for joining us in the foxholes on the Frontlines of Freedom. Stand tall. Be proud Americans, and join me next week for military and veteran information you will not get anywhere else on the Frontlines of Freedom. Dismissed.